T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! Mastakino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose BET, which last night, if you did not know, presented the 20th annual BET Awards. And the award show not only celebrated its 20th anniversary, but also with all the civil unrest and systemic racism facing the black community, they addressed this. And the show kicked off with a teen gospel singer that segued into my man Chuck D and Public Enemy spitting their truth. And then there was a stirring tribute to Kobe Bryant, and then a tribute to all the notable African-Americans who died this past year. And sandwiched between Diane Carroll and soul singer Bill Withers was a picture of Willie Lewis Brown Jr., politician. He was a mayor and a California Assembly Speaker, but most notably, he's not dead.
Oh,
brother is still alive. So, not only is he alive, but the awards ceremony went down yesterday, Sunday. He wrote an opinion piece in a local paper on Saturday. So, I mean, he's real alive. So now no one is 100% exact. I mean, it was news to him. I think my man sitting there watching the BET. Is that my goddamn picture? Like, what the hell am I doing up there? They think that they probably were trying to Willie Brown, the former Raider football player. Probably. Who did, in fact, die last year. The problem is, it did not say Willie Brown from the Raiders, who some of you are familiar with. It said Willie Lewis Brown Jr., which is specifically this guy's name, and added politician, so that there is absolutely no confusion about who it is they were honoring. And it's nice to get the honor. It's just that he's not dead yet. Hmm. And here he was in the middle.
One day he will be.
Dude's 89. But like I said, he's still cognizant enough that he is writing articles for a paper in California. Somehow, in all this celebration during all of these times, somebody missed that little thing.
I mean, yeah, that's bad, but I guess...
He's not dead.
He got to enjoy it while he was still around?
You know what? That's
nice.
That's
nice
a fair
honored,
point.
You know, yeah. I guess.
But on the other hand, but look at it like this, okay? So anytime, like the Academy Awards is notorious for this, when they do their in memoriam, and we're all kind of reminded of who passed, there are people that we, the average person, don't know. So, you know, lighting director, but they've been in Hollywood for 40 years, so you hear this applause from the other people. They know who this guy is. They've worked with him. A lot of times they'll put up a director or actor or actress that we all know, and the place will break into applause, and you go, that's cool. Every once in a while, they scroll someone's name. There's no applause, not because you hate them, but no one knows who the hell they are. So if you're this guy, here's Diane Carroll. She's going to get some applause, right? And they put you up, and it's silent. Are your feelings hurt? You know what I'm saying?
Like, because you're watching this. Most of the time, it's a stink if someone is forgotten.
I think more so than anything else. It's like you were omitted. At least this guy was included in death.
But see, if you're omitted and you're already dead, it doesn't matter because you won't know.
Right.
But if you're alive and people are clapping for the people on either side of you.
He was a good guy.
He was a good. He still is, apparently. Right. Yeah. So
I thought the curveball was going to be a white guy.
No. He's might as well have been at least a dead white guy. Right? Something. He's still alive. He's still there. Then you got to wonder if he's 89. So, you know, the possibility of things going south for brother is, they're looking up and up, let's just say. Do you have to include him again? Because he'd be the only.
Yes, you do.
He'd be the only person, as far as I know, that is included in two separate years. For
too bad he wasn't. Too bad it wasn't live and he wasn't there to watch.
I know. That's the
surprise.
The big letdown. See him pop up like, the hell is that? I'm right here, bitches.
Yes. I also blame Michael Che that I can't hear the name Willie without thinking about his next door neighbor. And this guy's a serious politician.
Keep in mind, but see, this is the beauty. His legal name is Willie. It's not William. It is, in fact, Willie. I think that is the best part. But he's still alive. That's the good news, everyone. He's still alive. So let's drink to old Livin' Willie. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, you understand how this year game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. Now, Justin, welcome to a fresh new Monday where, man, oh, man, our writers have been busy. They have added a third category this week. So, as always, you can pick a story from the wonderful world of drugs. You can guess what's in their food. And the brand new category, we call it interior design, where you guess the foreign object that someone, for one reason or another, stuffed into their own rectum or urethra. So would you like to go to the wonderful world of drugs, what's in her food, or interior design?
Just because I want to hear the story, interior design.
Oh, interior design it is. Welcome, Justin. You're the first person to pick interior design, where you're going to shake your head and say, why does this keep happening? But I promise you, as we've done research, there's no shortage of people sticking things inside of their own body that don't need to be there. In this case, we go to China, where a Chinese boy had something removed from his bladder by surgeons after it was stuck inside of his body for 5 years. The 10-year-old, nicknamed Dao Dao, he'd inserted an object into his penis, quote, out of boredom. This according to his father. Now, the incident came to light when the youngster was rushed to the hospital after he started peeing blood. The boy is said to have recovered after undergoing emergency operation to remove the object at a children's hospital. Now, his parents recently took their son to seek medical attention when they found blood in his urine and he had difficulty actually going to the bathroom. So he did the emergency operation, and after doctors spotted the foreign object inside of his bladder, they managed to remove it. Now, let's say the surgeons were shocked to find what they found stuck inside the boy's body during surgery. And footage shows a medic pulling it from the youngster's bladder after surgically opening the youngster's belly. The doctor that performed it, a urologist who led the operation, he told a local paper, quote, we've removed a lot of foreign objects, but we have never seen a case like this before. We were very, very shocked, he adds, just unimaginable. And after the operation, the youngster confessed to his parents that he had intentionally inserted the object into his urethra. That's the tube that leads from the penis to the bladder. And he said he did it out of boredom, and he waited 5 years to tell him. I think we understand why he waited to tell him, but nevertheless, it came to light the object was removed. Now, the question I have for you is, what is the object they removed from this kid's urethra? Again, not to be confused with Urethra Franklin. Was it a Q-tip, a cable cord, a screw, or an ink pen? So you have a Q-tip, a cable cord, a screw, or an ink pen. One of these things was inserted there 5 years ago, and only recently was it surgically removed.
Wow.
Yep, that's what I said. Actually, I read the story, and my legs were closed so tight to the whole time. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think? I remember a story kind of like this from Reddit years ago, but that was magnets. So
I remember Magnet Kid. They actually had to use another magnet to draw them out.
Yeah, and I feel like with little kids, I mean, who knows?
Right. I mean, we get it to a degree. He was 5 years old at the time. He's 10 now. Never told his parents out of embarrassment what he had done. But when he started peeing blood, they take him to the hospital.
Justin, just based on the size, I'm going to go Q-tip.
What was it? Q-tip, pen top.
Q-tip, cable cord, like a charger for your phone or something.
Screw.
A screw or an ink pen.
It doesn't seem right, but I'm going ink pen.
None of it. What seems right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, there's no wrong answer in this, man.
Justin, what are you thinking there? Q-tip, cable cord, screw, or ink pen?
I'm thinking the Q-tip, but man, Ted, you're right. That's just ridiculous.
They all are.
So, Justin, are you
going to
go?
Somehow the Q-tip, what Miles said, seems like the most reasonable.
Justin, are you going to go Q-tip? Final answer.
Yeah, I was trying to go Q-tip.
Okay, we're going to find out if this youngster had a Q-tip, a cable cord, a screw, or an ink pin up his urethra next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
All right, so we head to China on Profile. This brand new category, never taken before, interior decorating.
Yeah.
Boy in China had something removed from his urethra, way up in there.
Probably went to his bladder.
Yeah, so yeah. It's past the urethra. Stop on the exit tramp then. Something he put up there 5 years ago was causing him some problems. He couldn't go to the bathroom. He was bleeding and everything else. But again, he admitted to his parents, look, I did this 5 years ago. This is something I did not want to admit. But when doctors got in there, they did remove an object from inside of his stomach.
And Justin, that's what we asked you. The question was, what was it that this kid put in the place you should never put anything? Was it a Q-tip, a cable cord, a screw, or an ink pen? Now, Ted, you went with an ink pen.
Ink pen, even though it shouldn't.
No, none of those. None of those are a good idea. You want ink pen? Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
And Justin, you agreed with Miles. You went Q-tip. Just said, in the scheme of things, this seems, if you're going to try to make sense of any of these foreign objects, maybe it makes the most sense. And I agree. However, that is not it. And Justin, I want you to hear this. The thing that this child shoved into his urethra, not only was it a power cable cord, it was a 5-foot-long cable cord. So basically, he snaked that thing like a Roto-Rooter. You know what I mean? Just kept doing the thing.
Oh, gracious.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get the opportunity to see the x-rays, don't.
Okay.
That's the best I can tell you.
That is something.
It is. Yeah. It is very disquieting.
Oh, yeah. Imagination is a powerful thing.
Right.
There's no. Yell at your kid at that point? Or are you just happy it's over?
I think you're happy it's over, but you yell at them to say, listen, I understand the embarrassment, but if it embarrasses you, don't do that.
He'll be able to snake a toilet coming up.
Yeah.
When he gets a little bit older.
All right, now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Just got to hit my finger on the computer here. All right. Miles.
Sound a little more spirited than usual.
With my offhand, for some reason, I threw it out. Yeah. Your choices today will be Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
John Oliver.
Ooh, John Oliver.
Bill Maher.
Okay.
Or Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. These guys all have a team of talented writers that help them come up with their monologue each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom, or could it be the Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this. A story came out that said Johnson & Johnson was founded by 3 guys named Johnson, not 2 like the name implies. But if you had a 3rd Johnson on the bottle, it would technically count as an orgy.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
I know. I wish I was more mature, but.
No, that's funny.
That's good. That's good. Three Johnsons.
Well, you're used to hearing Johnson and Johnson. Sure. Uh-huh. But if it was like Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson, you're like, all right, there is going to be tears.
Whole lot of Johnson. Yeah.
Pizza Hut Taiwan has a new ramen pizza. When you order it, the person on the phone just asks if you're okay.
Fallon.
Bill Maher.
Fallon.
Pizza Hut Taiwan has a new ramen pizza. When you order it, the person on the phone just asks, are you okay?
Never. You know what? I'd give it a run.
I'd try. Well, hold on.
You ever have one of the ramen burgers?
No, what is it?
Like ramen noodles are the bun.
I have not done that.
Ted, you know how you tweet something and get a lot of hate from it?
Yeah.
I tweeted a picture the other night. I made a clam pizza.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a pizza, right? You do not understand the hate that I got from this tweet.
It looks like S, but I know...
It looks like S?
Yes, but I'm sure it was delicious. I believe that it was delicious, but...
Oh, I think it looks pretty good.
You're alone.
Diarrhea was not good.
The news has been dominated by the coronavirus, among other things. The worst thing to happen to weddings since flash mobs.
Ted Smith.
Bill Maher.
John Oliver.
The news has been dominated by the coronavirus. Among other things, the worst thing to happen to weddings since flash mobs.
Also, Montgomery, you took a little shot of pineapple pizza. You didn't just post a picture of pizza.
Yeah, whatever.
An elderly couple. An elderly couple in Florida caused a traffic backup as they drove their motorized scooters down the highway to the beach. They ended up both getting arrested for being crazy rascals.
Beach, Ted Smith.
Bill Maher.
That's Ted Smith.
Oh, good one. Rascal. Yeah, right. That's a brand of a scooter.
It's a brand of a scooter. Hey.
It's also just the old termy word, but yeah.
Plus,
what a rascal.
Please stop me. I don't know why I would describe somebody as a rascal.
Because you are 89 years old.
Yeah, guess what? If they'd have driven a car, it'd have been the same speed.
Right.
UPS trucks play the ice cream truck music now. Yes, because pandemics have taught us that the arrival of the UPS truck is the most exciting part of the day.
Jimmy Fallon.
Bill Maher.
That is Bill Maher.
UPS trucks have to play ice cream truck music now.
Thanks.
Yes, because pandemics have taught us that the arrival of the UPS truck is the most exciting part of the day.
It's when you get your stuff.
You should look up the lyrics to the ice cream truck song. I bet you UPS will stop playing that in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
It's bad, right?
It's bad. It is. I remember we were telling Mike, was it last week or something? Like, well, how bad can it be? And I said, look, take the worst and imagine like four times worse than that.
You know, there's certain words that white people can't say. There are certain words that white people shouldn't be able to read, and this is it. I mean, just to even ingest it is way too much.
Bad, bad.
All right.
It's bad. That's why we go Chi-Chi's.
Let's see here. A bunch of celebrities did a homemade remake of The Princess Bride. Basically, they all got together. It's organized by Jason Reitman, and it'll air in short installments on the streaming service Quibi. You haven't heard of Quibi because you didn't download it.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think I have every possible... And I don't know when this happens, but now every time I turn on my TV... Every time. There's like a new streaming service at the bottom. Pretty sure Quibi has not made it there.
So Quibi's the one that I want to say everything is 15 minutes or less, right?
Okay.
So they have Reno 911. They had some things you actually want to see. But Quibi made the choice that you couldn't share anything you had watched on there. Okay. So you couldn't take a screen grab. So basically...
Do they not understand how the world works this year?
Right. So the internet... Nobody found out.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Because right, nobody could share anything.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't... Right. You got to be able to like... You got to have something to bring it back. Like, I don't know. People just generally, you're not going to read a tweet.
What is your interpretation of The Princess Bride just in general as a movie? You know what I mean? Back in the day.
I watched it as a kid, man. It doesn't cut the mustard for me.
It seems to have this iconic status.
It does. People love it.
It's a great cult movie. I truly enjoy the movie, but I honestly believe you'll appreciate it a lot more as an adult than you would as a kid. Yeah. Like, a kid could watch it and they go, like, all right, well, it's a love
story.
The
only thing when I watch that movie, the only thing I can't get out of my head is how much I want to have sex with Anne Hathaway. Is that who's in this?
That is not Anne Hathaway.
Who is it? Anne Hathaway?
I don't know what's her name.
Was she even born when it came out?
I think it's Robin Wright. It's Robin Wright.
Robin Wright?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course you want sex with her. That's why she's the princess.
Yeah, no, but she's pretty.
In The Princess Bride.
Robin Wright.
How many times has there been an ugly princess? But she's the main thing. Maybe an ugly princess if you're supposed to hate her, right? If you watch a movie, either it's a good-looking blonde dude who's a bad person, right? Or, like, the chick's going to be hot.
I mean, I don't think this was the point of the movie, but in the...
Oh, no. I have no idea where you're going.
In the end...
Oh, she was in Princess Diaries. My bad. Different.
In the end, I think... Princess Fiona went back to being like a Shrek thing.
Yeah, and it was different. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh.
You do you.
Right. You're like, oh.
So there's no set cast. Each part will be played by several different actors who will recreate various scenes from their hopes.
Okay.
For instance, several couples are going to play the leads. Wesley and Buttercup. Oh, listen, Butterstuffs.
Good times.
Sorry, somebody will get that reference. Hungry girl. Common and Tiffany Haddish are going to be on there. Joe Jonas and his wife Sophie Turner, who are gender swapped, so they'll play different.
I want to see Joe Jonas as a princess.
Do you know what? I bet he'd be a good looking princess.
Yeah, I bet his rider indicates he is.
Those guys are pretty good looking dudes.
Who plays Andre the Giant's role? I mean, Terry Crews. I mean, that's kind of hard to replicate.
Yeah, the guy from the Green Mile passed on.
Right.
I think he was a giant dude.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of his character is that he is that big, and that comes in very handy as they go through their adventures.
Right. They have Jason Segel in here, but they say it's not official, so they don't know but if he's going to play Andre the Giant's part. I mean, listen.
Jason Segel?
Well, he's tall.
We get Peter Dinklage. I mean, what the hell?
Or just, right, if Joe Jonas could be a congener,
you know, you're right.
Like, let Dinklage be the guy. Also, I think if you need somebody to play Andre the Giant, you just got to go back to the WWE and get another...
Whoever's next.
Right? Undertaker just retired.
Yeah, but there's some giant, massive man. Braun Strowman or one of those dudes. Like, you could get it done. I mean, listen, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, it doesn't seem that hard. Either way, it'll be pretty cool if you like the movie. Rob Reiner, who directed the movie, will play the old guys who's reading a book to his grandson. Fred Savage will return to the film to play that part. Josh Gad plays him too.
Fred Savage is coming back to play what? Fred Savage was the kid, because when it came out, Fred Savage was a kid.
Yeah.
Hey, read me a bedtime story, Grandpa. I mean, he's saying, like, he still looks
the same. Grandpa,
young.
I'm tired.
He still looks the same.
I guess Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, and that's fair. I feel like Fred Savage and Ralph Macchio stay kind of the same age.
Because they drink the blood of virgins. Most people don't know that. Mm-hmm. It's part of their young regimen.
They get it from Stamos.
Right.
And Rob Lowe.
Let's see here. You know what? I can update you guys every time, but here you go. The guy that played Cleveland on Family Guy and Simpsons, basically he's like, hey, it's been fun doing it. I don't need to play Cleveland Brown anymore. If it's a person of color, have a person of color do the voice. You're going to see a bunch of these stories.
I didn't realize who was doing what on that.
You know what, to be honest with you, they're cartoons.
That's the beauty of cartoons. Tom Hanks isn't a cowboy either. I mean, it's just, I get what they're saying, and I appreciate the spirit of it. But look, one of the beauties of an animated program is that it's animated. You know, Yardley Smith has been Bart Simpson for 30 years.
I will say, I think the only big difference with this as opposed to other things is that, like, nobody's, like, getting after these actors to do it.
Right.
They're just going, hey, that's a simple thing.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they've been playing Cleveland Brown for 20-some years.
Right. Yeah, after two decades. Yeah.
You know what? The check's still coming in. I think I'll step aside.
Yeah, right. I'm getting those syndication money down.
Syndication. Yeah, I was going to say. Thank God for syndication. So much money.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. The NBA's coming back.
Ooh, sorry, real quick. Someone suggested Shaquille O'Neal play Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Right. Big, massive dude.
That is a massive dude.
Or who's the guy? The Mountain.
Oh, God, yeah, from Game of Thrones.
But I think Shaquille would be better out of it because Shaquille O'Neal and, like, Andre the Giant, they are so big and tall that yes. I've said this story, but years ago I saw Shaquille O'Neal at an LSU football game, night game, Tiger Stadium. It's a great time. But I mean, there's no doubt from hundreds of yards away, he is so much bigger than any other human being.
You know who it is.
You're like, right, who could that be? That is Shaquille O'Neal.
Right. It can't be anybody else.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, unless he's, I don't know, Kareem's just much thinner.
That's what I'm saying.
Kareem's built like me, but a foot taller.
Bill Russell, there's a bunch of guys out there who are tall. Yao Ming is tall. Shaquille O'Neal is massive.
Yeah.
He's just massive. He's just a big,
I love you in Kazam. We both know I'm playing.
So the NBA is coming back. Basically, they agreed to it. 22 teams will play in a closed-off bubble in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando seems to be the place, which is the hotbed, by the way, right now of COVID-19.
That is the amazing thing. Like,
it's also the hotbed of sports coming back, because the MLS is kicking off their tour.
That's where they're going.
It's amazing.
I want to say next week. Like,
we're going to take this Coke at a convention to Vegas this year, so we're glad you're clean,
right.
But we're all going to Vegas to party.
Well, that was the thing, was that you got to remember, and look, as a sports fan, I run through this trouble, too. Like, you got to remember, like, these are massive deals they're undertaking. But a month ago, Texas and Florida were, like, the only places open.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, like, I don't
right.
blame
them.
Right,
at the time that you're setting this up, they're right. the only places available to
and
go.
Then a month later, what happened?
Right, so it is interesting that they're all going to be in Orlando there. Basically, like I said, 22 teams, so... Can you guess the teams that are already out of contention? They're not even going.
Basically, just based on the first part of the season, who
right.
was in...
Timberwolves, Warriors, Hornets, Bulls, Knicks, Pistons, Hawks, and Cavaliers. They don't have to bother.
So they're not even going to kind of do a couple-game run to see
no,
some of those bubble teams?
No, because they're not close
okay.
enough.
They were so bad.
Okay.
They were so bad, and you're only running a few regular season games before you get into the postseason.
Let me ask you a hypothetical on this. Just, I mean, one of the biggest, Leonard gets COVID, or, you know, LeBron gets COVID, or somebody that really matters gets
okay,
COVID.
Okay, so that is the thing.
They got to sit out for 2 weeks.
Right.
So you've just got to hope.
But look
you have
at
a
like
clean,
this,
healthy run through this, and that you don't play anybody that has that. You don't get it from another
but
team.
But is it any different than if he blows his ankle out? And you say, look, man, he got... And granted, this is a different way of, quote-unquote, getting an injury, but if your player goes down, your player goes down.
Okay.
The difference is, if LeBron breaks his ankle, I'm not convinced that four other players on the team are also going to break their ankle.
Do you remember your earlier theory that you had on the show today about, well, I could do this, or I could finagle this if I knew this? Same thing holds true on this. Like, okay.
You know about getting draft picks.
Yeah, I'm talking about the fact that I've got a 3-game, 4-game series with the Lakers. Guess who's covering LeBron James? COVID Gary over here.
Yeah.
In game one,
yeah, right.
Gary COVID Gary. Johnson is going to cover LeBron. And then 3 games, we got a shot.
I mean,
4-game series.
You're both right. I shouldn't say that. I agree with both of you. Because
yes.
I do think there's a higher percentage chance of people getting COVID. But I also think that's one of the crazy things that people are going to have a hard time accepting. You're right. Because if Kawhi Leonard or LeBron, look, ideally you're the NBA. This is all you want. You don't care about the finals. You need
sure.
to get to the Western Conference Finals because
that's what the only
people
thing we're waiting
want
for.
To see LeBron and Kawhi at Clippers versus Lakers.
Yeah.
Now, if they both get sick and miss that series, it's like, why did we even do that?
Not that the Russians are involved in sports, but I KGB it. You know what I mean? If it was Messi or if it was Ronaldo and they're single, I'd send them 3 COVID hookers.
Three COVID hookers.
See how they run.
The first round of the playoffs set to begin on August 17th. The finals would be penciled in for September 30th. Now, ideally, with the NBA, they're in a bubble, so if everybody tests good, they should be good. And then, listen, I'm just going to say it, because we all need to be grown-ups and hear it. I don't know about football.
I don't think football knows about football.
I
don't think you're...
I know. So I'm just saying... NBA,
Ted Smith just called the NFL season off. Ted Smith just called the NFL season off.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. We got Daddy Ocean, where Delaware swimmer pries a shark's mouth open with his bare hands. Meanwhile, a man is charged after jumping into the Bass Pro Shop Aquarium to impress his online fans. Kids push man in a canal after he tells him to stop kicking the swans. Woman gets chin fat removal procedure and now has a jawline much like Ron's. A Kentucky man gets arrested and gets arrested again and again. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We got Australia, where one woman shocked her family with her botched procedure. The TikTok user went in for a surgery to have some of her chin fat removed, but things went horribly, horribly wrong. Instead of a neat and smooth chin and jawline, the procedure left her with so much bruising and swelling that her face actually took an unrecognizable square shape. In the TikTok video, she shows her family and the procedure, what the procedure left her looking like and their shocked responses.
I mean, look, man, we saw a picture of her earlier. There was absolutely, I know people get insecure about different things. I will grant people that, but there was nothing wrong with her.
No, I didn't see a single ounce of chin fat. She actually had a rather nice jawline.
And then the picture that you showed me after the fact, honestly, the way it worked out, and this was not her goal, but it looked like she went in to get fat injected
right
into her face. She was just a normal looking person. Now she looks about 30 years older.
It looks like the procedure was somebody took like one of those paddles that teachers used to spank your ass with and just whacked her on the top of the or on the bottom of the chin to try to level it out.
It's kind of like when someone disappears, but they disappeared 30 years ago, and they do the best they can with computers to time elapse what they look like now.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like that.
Fair. We're just going to add a whole bunch of fat into her chin. Moving on. In other news, over in London, a man got himself pushed into a canal for trying to help swans. The man was walking along the canal along with other people when he noticed a group of young adults grouped around a pair of swans. For whatever reason, the kids were disrupting the swans as they were in the process of mating, kicking the animals and even going as far as throwing bottles of soda at them. Angered by this, the man confronted the group, informing them that they were protected and should not be treated as such, to which the group responded by shoving him into the canal. Police are on the lookout for the more aggressive members of the group that shoved him and also tripped him. So,
I mean, to be fair, I would have done what that guy did. Like, hey, man.
Right. It's okay to laugh at them that they're having sex, but dang,
hey, swan
dude.
Sex is funny.
That's right.
Are you kicking a swan? Like, come on.
Right.
While it's having sex. I mean, come on.
Right.
But that's kids' response.
I know swans are jerks. That's okay. And if it's picking a fight with you, I'm okay with you picking a fight back. But dude, he's trying to just have a little good time.
Trying
leave
to
him
get
alone.
A swan groove on.
Swan groove. He's doing the ugly duckling. Leave him alone.
The ugly duckling. Show us Swanson.
Alrighty here. A TikTok user was arrested and charged for a stunt. The man went into his page and challenged his followers that if the current video that he was making got 2,000 likes, that he would jump and swim into the Bass Pro Shop aquarium. True to his word, after getting a lot more than 2,000 likes, he made good on his part of the bargain, with the corresponding video being filmed. He was later tracked down by police and charged. Charges were filed at the amount of covering the cost of emptying and cleaning the 13,000-gallon tank.
Okay, now that is fair, because I'm like, look, I know you're not supposed to do that. There's worse things you can do.
Right.
Everyone's kind of smiling about it. So, like, you know what? That's fair. I will pay the cost of whatever I contaminated. But no jail
time.
It's
also got a filter on it. I mean, really? Like, people swim in rivers. These are bass. These are mm-hmm. trout. These mm-hmm. are pike, muskie, depending on what they have in there. I mean, they're kind of used to the human element.
But you still have to pay. So, look, or do 30 days in jail.
Though? Right.
I'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and pay for this.
Here's the thing, Miles, is regular bass, yes, might be used to the human element, but this is in an aquarium inside of a store. The only encounter that it has with humans are just walking outside of its house or feeding it. It's not like it's necessarily in there swimming and making a bunch of noise.
Right, but it wasn't bred there. They brought it in from a river or something like that. I mean, like, they're used to eating raw sewage that comes out of a stream from human. They're used to coal runoff. They're used to everything we stick in the environment. Like, one guy jumping in and jumping out real quick.
But still have to pay a price for something.
Right? I know.
This is my business. You're
tracking a bunch of mud and dirt in there.
It's not like you left a baby Ruth in the pool.
You don't know that.
The fish are going to sue for emotional distress.
And get their own service animals.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I want my own Picostomus.
I got a service Oscar.
Time to share with other people.
We go to Delaware, where a beachgoer was filmed throwing caution to the wind. He was filmed charging into the water to catch a shark. The film shows him in the water prying the shark's mouth open with his bare hands to get a fish hook out of its mouth.
I was going
to
say, in all fairness, people were surf fishing.
Right.
They got this shark. They hooked it. They
Correct.
Were not shark fishing. This guy said, I will go out, get that hook out of that mouth. So when you see him pry open the mouth, he goes down,
Correct.
Pulls the hook out, turns the shark around, shoves him back out into the ocean.
These are facts.
That's amazing.
It is.
I mean, that's pretty responsible stuff. Stupid, yes. Responsible,
I
would have
said, man, I feel bad for that shark.
No injuries were reported, but officials did recommend against the action.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Have some trashy fries.
I like how officials think they need to tell the rest of us, hey.
The problem is they do. That's the problem. We've had this discussion many a time.
If you were on a boat and you pulled that shark up beside you and you opened its mouth and you took the hook out, nobody would say anything.
Sure.
It's the same thing when you're fishing from the shore. You got to go.
But now you're in its environment.
I would have cut the leader, but, you know.
Right.
I'd have been like, damn, that sucks for him.
That's much better.
I'm getting some fries.
Now he's got one extra endless tooth.
We're all good to go. A big steel leader coming out of his mouth the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm. And his shark buddies will make fun of him. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at old metal lips. Yeah.
A woman in Florida is suing her neighbor for a paternity test of her goats. The woman purchased 5 baby goats from her neighbor and attempted to get them registered by the American Dairy Goat Association, the registration giving the goats a higher worth. But the pedigree that was given by the neighbor was rejected because she is not an active member of the association. After requesting some hair follicles of the father goat, the neighbor instead offered a refund for the goats. Not sitting well with the answer, the neighbor has since called the police on the seller, trespassed on her property, and filed the lawsuit. For baby goats.
Again, if I'm a cop, I'd be like, hey guys, look, we got this woman on the line, and she's mad about the pedigree of her goats.
Hey,
do you want to go tackle the naked dude who's drunk, or do you want to deal with this? I'm taking naked guy. At least I can tase him.
Yeah, and, man, I get it when it comes to the world of livestock.
Call your lawyer. The cops. Like, I'm right. A cop, man. Like, listen, I have nothing to do with who effed that goat.
Right.
And also don't care.
Also, the neighbor not giving her a single hair follicle of the goat that sired, as it were, these little baby goats. How's she like? What is this relationship going on here to where this...
Maybe it's this. When they run that hair follicle DNA, they'll be like, these goats were sired by a guy named Jeff.
Goats on board. She's the goats on board, Mom. These are pedigree.
That's right. These are my extra super special fancy goats.
I don't know how to respond to someone who said, these are pedigree goats. I'm like, all right.
Oh, you mean like the dog food pedigree? Oh. What kind of pedigree are your goats?
Oh, I see where you're doing this.
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ryan Castle from his basement dungeon. Once again, we will sit and spin.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.